Hey, everyone. Yeah. I'm just going to do those all night. Just get the crowd going. This is Talking Baseball?
Yeah.
Talking Baseball. I'll start off. We'll go to my left. We have to my left, beautiful hair, nice jacket tonight, twin star, A's, Rays, Texas, Philly spring training. Oh, the crowd laughed.
Thanks, guys. Texas spring training, Philly's show. I beat your Dodgers, by the way.
Ladies, hey, whoa, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Trevor Plouffe.
Thank you. Hell of an intro.
To his left, I think he's a ball player. Okay. Young guy. We'll see if he's got the makeup. Decent second half of the season. Pitcher for the Cardinals, Jack Flaherty.
I hear some boos out there.
He's got a fan section in right field.
All the way to the left, Jimmy O'Brien, and I am... Oh, you've seen the videos. You've seen the gray hair. John Boy, the great Jombino, Jimmy O'Brien! Man.
Thank you.
Man.
Can I say something to start real quick?
Yeah.
Because we are in Santa Monica. Okay, I'm a Valley boy, but I know what Santa Monica means. And Jack and I, one of our best friends, on July 1st, passed away. And he's a Santa Monica legend, so it wouldn't be right to not start the show off with a little bit of toast to our good buddy who's not with us today. And I guarantee he'd be here on the stage if he was here alive today.
Yes, he would.
So big up to Ty. Ty Skaggs, Santa Monica legend. Cheers.
And on the right... we got a belly shirt wearing, can't read, can't write dummy named Jake Storielli.
Bow!
And anyone that's here that has no idea what's going on and you got off work to have some beers and you're in the back, we are a baseball podcast called Talking Baseball. Believe it or not, there's a lot of people that still like baseball out there.
Hell yeah.
We thank you all for showing up. And we got a little news today, and I'm sure you're all excited. I don't know how much we're going to dive into at the beginning, but we're going to do a Q&A at the end and fire away. But for a while, we got to talk to Jack here. He's the star of the show.
Well,
we do have Trev sitting right here.
Yeah.
No. He's a rookie. He's still working his way in.
I'm trying. I brought the talent in today. Jack is my friend. Forget about that.
Yeah, well, I met him yesterday, and we had a good handshake, so we're good.
This
is our first ever live show, so thank you all to everyone showing up. We had a conversation on the phone with the great people here at Santa Monica Brew Works. They said, how many people do you think will show up? I said, I don't know, maybe 20, 40. Bill said, you're an idiot. I think we're going to get a lot more people than that. And he was right, and I was wrong. So thank you to everyone that showed up. This is pretty wild. Usually it's me in one room alone and Jake in another room alone talking to each other through the computer. So this is a bit different.
Times are good. Times are good.
Neither wearing pants.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That's a visual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still not.
Yeah.
Where do we start? Do we start with you guys? I mean, I don't want to throw it in too deep, but I mean, Trevor, well, I will. Trevor, and you're connected to, I feel, every baseball player from California. You're a proud Valley boy. Can I say that?
I'm a Valley guy. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You're one of the proudest.
Any Valley people out there?
Where's the Valley at?
Valley's represented. Yeah. There you go.
I guess start with your guys' connection. I mean, I've known you for a brief period of time. Unfortunately, you've been nothing but nice to us, so yes. We've started a little friendship here. And maybe you're just a nice dude. I'm not buying that. I'm going to ask Jack about that in a little bit. But I don't know. How did your guys' friendship start, or where do you guys go back to?
We, you know, the baseball world in Southern California and in general is very small. So if you play baseball around, you know everybody, right? And we started, and I say we, it's me and Ryan Braun go way back. He's another Valley guy. And we started working out together at Pepperdine University. And
go Waves.
Yeah, go Waves. And we had a nice rapport there, a nice setup. And before we knew it, our agency, CAA, started sending all the local guys over. So randomly one day, this guy shows up, and Tyler Skaggs shows up, and Lucas Giolito and Max Fried. And, you know, the baseball world in L.A., it's, I mean, it puts out some really talented people. So we started working together, and the other guys, we made pay their dues. Like, they couldn't work out with me and Ryan until
Yep.
But Jack came in. He was just different. Like, we knew this guy was going to put the work in, and, and it was just like, we just saw his demeanor. And from that day, we just started working out together and developed a really good friendship.
How old were you when all this went down?
I was 18.
Yeah.
I was 18, freshly drafted, walking to this gym. And that first one, that first year, I wasn't able to work out with you guys. I still worked out with them. And then the next year, you guys were like, all right.
We saw you come to
the 8 a.m. group, you know. You were the old guy in the gym just trying to yell at everybody. Oh,
I'm a motivator.
You know, he's a motivator. He's the one. He's yelling. He's trying to get everybody to work hard. Yeah. He's, you know, his big thing was don't let the old guy outwork you.
And I did every day.
Nah, he never.
So yeah, to set up a picture of this, we worked out in a gym that was half the size of the area that we're in back here.
The dungeon.
So, yeah, we call it the dungeon. Very small little workout facility at Pepperdine, and people got on my nerves a lot. I mean, there's very small space there, and Jack never got on my nerves, but Skaggs got on my nerves all the time. Lucas and Max got on my nerves all the time. The Heineman brothers are also Santa Monica people. If anybody knows them, you'll know why. But for real, Jack has just been, you know, we knew from day one, like, hard worker, this guy's going to be something. And then this year, I mean, obviously, I think everybody in the baseball world knows who Jack is.
Yeah, man.
Well,
yeah.
Jack, you're in high school. You're a star pitcher. Your junior year, you went 13-0. You had a 0.63 ERA. Your senior year, you go 10-0. You have a 0.63 ERA. What I want to know
is, off the top, you
did you feel bad?
No. Feel bad.
Like when the 8-hole hitter
we're all good.
The 9-hole hitter that looked like Jake stepped to the plate. Were you like,
why is everyone laughing?
Shit. I got to be a bully to this kid?
Nah, I mean, there's never a reason to feel bad. I mean, you just asked Trev. Trev had a pretty good high school career, too.
No.
I didn't feel
bad. Yeah, we heard a little. We hit a little story about Trev that he was a freshman.
First game
on varsity, threw a no-hitter.
That is true.
I actually did not know that.
That is true.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
I got it. I don't release all my, you know, my secrets.
You always said you could pitch. Every day we'd go out there, we'd throw. And you're out there, you want a flat ground, you want a bullpen.
You think you can pitch, and you think you're good at something, and then you get around somebody like Jack or Max or Lucas, and you realize, like, I was shit.
Wait, well, you were a freshman. Those guys were seniors, right? Or junior? They graduated before you?
Me? I was a sophomore, and they were seniors. They were 2 years older than me.
So once they left, that's when you
Once they left, I started pitching more, and that's kind of where it went from there, and somehow I stopped being a position player. I still don't know.
Could you hit?
Yeah, could you swing?
I used to.
Yeah?
Used to. Stop shaking your head. You know who the real athletes are.
Yeah. Whoa.
I don't give a lot of credit to pitchers being athletes, but you're one of them. I'll say
that. I appreciate that.
Well, speaking of that, I made a couple breakdowns of you this year. Don't know if you've seen them because they were
of you. I have not, but I heard about one of them from Trev.
Okay. You, star pitcher. Fantastic season. Cy Young votes. You got thrown out twice on the base pass.
Twice. In the span of a week?
I'm sure these guys over here remember that game.
They started clapping for Cy Young votes, and then you ended it with thrown out on the bases twice.
Twice.
So that was a weird mix of claps.
But. So the first time you got gunned at the plate.
Yeah.
And they were both to end the game, right?
Both ended the game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The second time they say, Jack, we need you to run, are you like, screw you, man?
No, I'm like, let's go.
All right.
Why not? And nobody else wants to be put in that situation as a pitcher. I'm like, all right, let's go do it. Go ahead.
Yeah, second enough. One was a picked off.
Yeah, picked off. Really, really good report. Yeah, I was underprepared for that one, but yeah, that one got me way more than the one getting thrown out of the plate. But
yeah, there's a shot of you looking like really sad. Like, why did they have me run when I'm a pitcher? Only thing, coach, I don't do this ever.
Yeah, you know, it was damn, I can't believe that just happened. It all happened so fast. I got out there, next thing you know, I was picked off, and the game was over.
You were given the measurement. Like, all right, how big's my leech?
I was not. Exactly. And then I got to watch the replay, see what happened. You know, the just a little bit of hope because they're replaying it.
You watched that replay?
I didn't. I was on the field for like 15 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You were just looking at the board all set.
I was just like, all right, I'm going to let everybody leave. And then,
the Marlins were looking at you like, is he okay?
Yeah. They ended up being all right.
Yeah. You ended up being pretty good.
Yeah. It was okay.
We heard his story. So the first half of last year, your first 16 games, the ERA's at that stellar. Next 16 games, Jake, what is it, 0.93, something like that?
It's all right.
16 games.
I think the better thing for what we're doing is, so we did the Yankee stuff. Yeah, where the Yankee fans at? Yeah. Woo! Yeah. So then we were like, all right, people kind of like us. Should we do MLB stuff? So then we got into MLB stuff, and we started a segment called En Fuego, and it was like, who's hot? Like, who had a really good series or something like that? And Jack, what you did was you took over the En Fuego section because you got dirty the second half, bro. So, yeah.
Now, if I ask you what the difference is, what changed, what's your answer?
Simply put, it was execution.
Okay.
You know, you get in situation. I mean, that's the big reason. I don't have no special answer
because
for you.
That dude, was a leading. You just led right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, the dude to your right takes full credit.
Yeah.
He showed us text exchange from July 2nd. The difference happened on July 3rd. He said gave you some real good advice, and he's the reason for your second half.
What did you tell me?
He's playing it super cool right now. You know exactly.
What happened?
What happened was we were talking, and you had said something about how you just didn't feel consistent, and then I just gave some words of wisdom. And then from that point on, you were the best pitcher in the league, and I took a lot of credit for it. Behind your back. I didn't tell you that, but
it's okay.
Behind your back, I took a lot of credit.
Apparently, I didn't give
it.
You enough credit for that. I think it was just
in
one
your
of
next
those
interviews,
things,
yeah,
know?
You should definitely give me credit.
Yeah,
for that.
I'm going to have to go back and take back a lot of what I said. Gave credit to a lot of people, but not you. I apologize. I think that's just because we're friends.
And, yeah, that's okay.
You know, I took our conversation and just kind of ran with it.
Yeah. What he was hoping is, after I asked what changed, you were going to say, well, check out this text exchange.
I thought that might happen.
Trevor really helped me out.
Didn't happen.
I mean, you say execution, and I mean, again, I do a lot of stuff on a day-to-day basis, and I try to execute. And it doesn't always work out.
Name one thing. You're like, I'm going to go into this and execute it.
Honestly, if I'm taking my dog out, I'm like, all right.
Let's have a good walk.
Let's get to the elevator. Noodle. If I see someone, be friendly, but keep it moving. But, Jack, when you say execute, I mean, that's because everyone goes out there and tries to execute. I mean,
try to execute and execute are two different things.
Oh, okay. Sure. I like that.
You can try to do a lot of things, but actually get it done.
I've never crossed over to execute.
You can try to walk your dog well, but you won't.
I've never executed.
Jake somehow found the only dog dumber than him.
Whoa. Cut the mics.
Jack liked that
joke. Cut the mics. But, dude, we won't fully deep dive if you don't want, but, I mean, execute or anything else, or is it?
I mean, execute and, you know, kind of have some fun out there. It was like I tried to put a lot of pressure on myself, tried to do a little bit too much, and just went out there and play ball.
That's interesting because I'm pretty sure I texted you that to relax a little
he
bit.
He spelled it out one letter
I might be remembering things a little bit. You know,
I told you
to relax.
What I told you was have some perspective. Get out of the baseball world. I said you're 6'6", good-looking guy.
Heard that
23
before.
Years old.
He loves to say
anchoring
these
a playoff rotation. Let's go, Jack. And
you did
then,
say that. Yeah.
That was it.
Hey,
you
Blue.
Told me to relax. Have fun.
Next time Jake's taking Noodle for a walk, can you just like let him know, like, hey, dude, you're 5'6".
You're 5'6".
You got a great dog.
Yeah. I hate Noodle. So yeah.
Your doctors say you're technically obese.
They say that to everyone.
Yeah.
They're messed. Doctors are messed up.
Doctors are messed up. And welcome to the doctor's podcast.
Hey, let's give our Cardinals fans some interesting stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Your catcher, Yachty.
Yep.
how long did it take for you to shake off Yadi as a rookie pitcher?
That's a great question.
Wow. I shook him in the first game. The very first game. And it was just one of those things where he called something and I was like, this is not going to work out. he called something. He was trying some stuff and I was just like, it's not going to work out. I have to. I was scared. I mean, that's Yadi or Molina. You don't shake him off. And I get that question all the time.
Did it work out?
I think I still threw a ball, but in my head it was what I had to do.
Do you go into the dugout after that half inning? Are you avoiding him?
You're scared to death. You're running the other way, like, oh my god, just please don't say anything. Just let me get through this first one. We can talk about it another time.
I want to ask you about Yadi too, because you know I haven't pitched since high school, but I do remember what it feels like to throw to different catchers. So you get up to the show, you're throwing to Yadi. Is it like instant rapport right away, or was it like a little bit of a learning curve for both of you? Because sometimes you get a catcher you just don't like to throw to him. So,
and name all the catchers you don't like.
I can't
full
do
names.
That.
Full names.
I can't disclose that information. No, with Yadi, it was like.
Well, we're watching the game too. Hold on. What happened?
I don't know.
LSU's gonna win.
Yeah, they're winning.
The
game is in New Orleans.
He just got a headset.
Sorry, guys.
No, with Yadi, it's like you want to be perfect. It's a, you know, that is a living legend back there, and you want to get up there, and you're like, okay, I got to show something to this guy. I remember the first bullpen I threw to him, and I was like, I just hope I can kind of put the ball. And then every pitch you throw, it feels like you hit him right in the glove. And he makes it look really good.
That's awesome.
But at the same time, you're like, you get into the game and you want to show him something. And it's kind of it's a very fine line to walk of trying to be perfect and do this, but also have fun and play the game the right way. And that's something that took myself and other guys that have come up before us. They've said the same thing. They're like, well, I'm just trying to be fine. You know, that's Yadi back there. I'm like, you can't really do that.
Yeah.
You have to be able to pitch your game no matter what it is.
That's a big thing. Like having that like confidence in a catcher. Like if you don't like throwing to a catcher, like there's multiple scenarios where that happens throughout the league all the time where guys have their catcher that they can throw to.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people are like, oh, that's bullshit. You shouldn't have your own catcher. But it's a real thing. You have to feel comfortable.
Some guys you like throwing to. Some guys
you're lucky to have Yadi. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you build that and you're just – and then you trust him. And every pitch he puts down, you're just like, yep. And then you get into a rhythm and you just keep going. So he's an easy guy to trust.
Yeah. What were your I think this is funny talking about being comfortable. This is something we crossed paths with Trevor and we're trying to link like a random bar story, but his minor leagues, he went to hard hitting New Britain, Connecticut, Rock Cats. And that's actually where we went to college. We were there briefly at the same time.
CC?
SU, baby. No CCSU fans guys. In LA. What were your minor league cities? What was your favorite minor league city? Let's try to put it in a good light.
Well, my favorite minor league city, I wasn't there very long, but Springfield, Missouri, that was a good time. College Town.
Okay.
Missouri State.
Yeah. They're a good baseball school,
yeah.
Right?
Good baseball school, shared it with them there. And then my first stop in Low A, Peoria, Illinois.
That's a good spot.
That was a good spot. We had a lot of fun there.
So when you were in Springfield, Missouri, would you guys roll up to a bar and see the college baseball team and be like, sorry, fellas.
Find
your chick.
Yeah.
When that would happen, we'd just join in with them.
Okay, that's good.
We had a good time with
them. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
We had a good time with them. I don't think it was ever like a, you know, I mean, there's a little bit of like, they want to be in that situation. And yeah.
Okay.
You're in the playoffs. Your mom got a lot of attention, a lot of love. Jake was going to make a bad joke that we didn't get. Sure. He was like, I watched your mom's reality show and you showed up to pitch.
Yeah. Your mom had a TV show for a day and you happened to be pitching that day.
Yep.
There's a story about you and your mom. Freshman year, you wanted to quit baseball. Your mom tells you, that's fine, you can quit, but you have to go tell your little brother that it's okay to quit things when the going gets tough.
Yeah.
Is that a real story?
Real story.
Damn.
It wasn't just my brother. It was my brother, and I used to help coach this like young travel ball team that a family friend of ours played on.
When you say young, I mean you're 14 years old.
Yeah, but I coached them, so I was 13, and they were like 7 or 8.
Okay, all right.
So they were younger, and she said she was like, "That's fine." She was totally like, "Go ahead, you can quit.
Great,
like, be
this
done."
This went well,
and I was like, "All right, cool." She said, "Just go tell your brother, and then go tell this team, by the way, that it's okay to quit when you just when things just aren't working out." And I kind of froze up and was like, "Damn, all right.
That conversation is going to suck."
Yeah, I can't really do that. So, I'm going to go to practice tomorrow and we'll see what happens. I don't know what I was thinking or why that
came up. Giolito and Fried were taking all your starts.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things. But you practices were tough. And
you face off against Fried in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Were those texts before and after pretty fun?
Well, we didn't really text after game 5, after all that went on.
Put the beat down.
But don't make the Cardinals hands in the corner.
How were you excited to see me get in the box against Max finally?
I could not believe it that happened. I mean,
you're starting. Perfect.
Obviously, he didn't start the game, but he comes in. And then I'm sitting there watching the games because I'm happy for you. I'm watching you pitch. And then all of a sudden, I'm seeing you step in the box against them. I just lost it. It was cool. I was like a proud dad.
It was unbelievable because that's something that we've obviously all talked about. And like I've faced Rye before, but then you get the pitcher on pitcher, and it's the top of the first inning.
Oh my god! In a playoff game,
and I'm sitting there trying to get my stuff on. I know Max is warming up. They walk the guy before me, and they're like, "Hey, you're up." I'm like, "Oh shoot! All right." get my stuff on real quick. I go outside next circle and out comes Sinker. And I'm like, there's no way they're going to get him right now. Because if I was him, I would not have wanted to come into bases loaded to face a good friend of mine.
I know.
And
I
try to keep a straight face in a playoff game. Meanwhile, I'm on the dugout. I'm on deck circle looking up, see my mom. She's dying of laughter.
You're at a Little League game.
Yes.
Exactly. You look in the stands, you see your mom.
I see my mom.
You look on the mound, you see your buddy.
Max, and I'm usually stone cold, like stone cold face, and I'm laughing because this situation, you could not make this up.
That's pretty good. And in 20 years, people are going to be like, pitchers used to hit. So like this is all good. Like when the universal DH comes in, this will never happen again.
Happen.
So for it to happen early in the careers, this is amazing.
Are you excited to not have to hit anymore?
Are you kidding me?
But honestly, are you excited to not have to hit anymore?
No.
The real answer.
How about we got a lot of Dodgers fans here? Are you guys ready for the DH to come your way?
Really?
You don't want to see Walker hit.
You're gonna watch better baseball though. That's the thing.
You won't have to watch Madison Bumgarner take Kershaw deep anymore.
Oh, no. Cool.
Wow.
And Trevor turned to the heel that night.
I mean, he's done it, 3 times or something?
It's happened.
Sorry.
When was the first time you took yourself out of your hot streak at the end of the year? Because like we said, it's 16 games, 0.93 ERA. You won almost every game. Like every start was like 1 or 0 earned runs.
Mm-hmm.
One of the more impressive streaks going. Did you have to wait till the season was over to be like, damn, I was on fire in the middle of it? Did you ever like, holy shit, that's 7 in a row?
Great. I mean, I think one of the things that I've been told is to try to evaluate everything once the season's over with.
Yes.
Did Trevor tell you that?
Trevor did not tell me that. no, he did not. But Chris Carpenter told me that.
It's okay, wow.
But that was one of the things that I was told. So while I was in the middle of it, I just tried to keep everything the same and not really think about it too much. But to a certain extent, it's like, damn, this is pretty cool. Like, how long can we keep this going?
Yeah, you've got to take a step out and just realize what you're doing. At that point, it's like you got to feel it a little bit. It's amazing.
Yeah, it was like, all right, this is pretty cool. And as we get down to the last couple starts of the season, in Arizona – and then I was like, all right. And then I didn't know if I was going to get one more against the Cubs on the last game of the season. But, that happened. And I think it was after the game at Wrigley where we went 8 in game one in Wrigley where we had to win. And I kind of stepped back. And right after that game, I was like, damn, this is pretty cool.
That's awesome.
That ain't bad, man. Yeah.
I have a layup for you.
Okay.
If you're pitching...
Me or Jack?
Not you.
Okay.
Don't talk for a while, please.
My bad. That's on me.
If you're pitching, and through some weird mechanism, the batter knows exactly what pitch you're going to throw. Do you think that would hurt your performance?
I think it would hurt a lot. You know, if you know exactly what's coming, you might as well just be up there saying, all right, this is what I'm going to throw. And now sometimes you can do that and you're still gonna throw it by somebody.
Yeah, I like to call those FU fastballs. Verlander throws them a lot.
Yeah, where it's just like, yeah, you know I'm gonna throw it and you can't touch it.
Yeah. This is my heater, I dare you to hit it.
But if it's, 95% of the time, you know it's coming. Yeah. Usually it's not a very good thing.
Yeah, usually when teams know exactly what pitch is coming, it helps them out in the long run a lot.
That's right. A hot take.
No, I mean, it's just,
That's a hot take.
Because once they put curveballs into the mix and I didn't know what pitch was coming anymore, I sucked.
Yeah.
Coach was like, go home. Play hockey.
You ever hit 95, though?
No, I caught 86 once.
How'd that go?
I got crossed up once, knocked me out.
Right. That's a true story.
It's a true story. That's right before the game.
I didn't know you were a catcher. I mean, you look like a catcher, but I didn't know you were a catcher.
I could do this whole show squatting.
Was that bad?
No. Well, I mean, it basically says you're short and catcher. Fat the whole crowd.
Catcher, second baseman.
Yeah!
No,
the
crowd's
going wild right now. You can't see it in the podcast. But they want me to play second.
Can we ask you what your reaction was to the Astros news?
I think
everything came out?
I think we have to open with Plouffe. With that question.
Okay. What do you got to say, Trev?
What's the question?
Does anyone want to hear these guys' thoughts on the Houston situation? Or?
What's the question?
Do you think they cheated?
What do you think happened?
Hey, no, let's give a round of applause to John Boy Media for basically being essential in bringing down this cheating scandal. I mean, it's pretty cool.
Because they deserved it.
Like, it's not like a small thing. This is a horseshit thing they did, and you were a big part of bringing them down.
What'd you think about the punishment, Trev? T-Pain?
I'm not sure. I haven't had enough time to really think about it, to be honest with you. I think it's harsh. I think that Lunau and Hinch are probably not going to be involved in baseball for a very long time, at least at a meaningful capacity.
So that's my new take. I have a new take since Jake and I recorded earlier today.
Okay.
When the suspension is over, if Hinch gets another job, I'm mad at MLB's punishment. If Hinch doesn't get a job and there's like this black ball around him, I think it's fair.
Bill Belichick.
Shout out.
They've been in some controversies. You know, it's the draft picks is a big thing. I think that's the lifeblood of any organization is your homegrown talent. So for them to not have their first two picks in the next draft and the following draft is a big thing.
It also sucks for two kids that aren't going to get drafted.
Somebody else will pick them.
They're still going to get picked.
Yeah. It's two less people. Will be picked,
I mean,
right?
the kids in the 58th round
it's our first and second round pick. Those guys are still going to get picked.
We actually crowdsourced this earlier today, and I had a great answer out here. It was the international slot money that was not taken away. I think probably is they should have taken some of that away as well, in my opinion, because that's where you get a lot of, dare I say, cheap talent?
Yeah.
To a degree.
So that's safe for them. I think this sets them back as an organization for a long time. So it's a harsh punishment. People might think it's not that harsh, but I think it is a pretty harsh punishment, and they just deservedly so.
Well, see, I didn't know that, and you told me this just a little bit ago, that $5 million was the max fine.
The max fine, yeah.
That they could give.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's nothing to a major league team, though.
Yeah. But it's the max fine that you can get.
My words, not Jack.
That's about as much as I can.
What and
$5 million to a major league team? You know,
nothing.
And Jack, I mean, you're playing. I don't want to put you in a bad spot. I don't want you on TMZ tomorrow. But like, what are some of your genuine thoughts? Like, what can you say?
This is Jack.
I can say that, I mean, we it's just one of those things where it's a tough situation. I mean, you know, we didn't have to go in there. We never had to go to Houston during this time at all. But like, it's just, I mean,
can I speak for you?
That's a lot.
Can I speak for you? Because I know you can't speak for me right now.
This is Trevor Plouffe speaking for Jack.
Yeah, because nobody cares what I say.
It's
really
a lot.
But it's just Trevor Plouffe.
It was bullshit what they were doing, okay? Like, there is gamesmanship. It was bullshit. There's gamesmanship and things that you can do within the game that no one's going to care about. You might get dusted up by a fastball. You might get some jawing back and forth.
It's not. That's not part of the game.
Yeah. That's not so part of the game. I've been part of it. I've stolen signs from second base. I've tried to relay them as best as I can.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, of course I have. Man. I've picked apart pitchers.
Lock them up.
I've done all that. That's gamesmanship, right?
That's basically what the Red Sox were doing.
It's one thing to steal signs from second. That is
That's not even a part of the game. That's like decoding.
We've talked about this. As middle infielders are in tune to that. So if you see someone doing something like at second base, you know. I had an instance where Mike Moustakas, a Valley guy, one of my good friends, thought I was doing something at second base. I wasn't this particular game.
Just bored and shuffling your feet.
I will say this in camera. I barely ever did that. I'm being serious.
Liar.
But Yordano Ventura was pitching. RIP, but he used to throw really hard and didn't really know where it was going too often. And Moustakas accused me of sending signs in from second base. And my next at bat, I got a few fastballs up and in. So there's ways to police that. This is the trash can banging. And I went to Houston twice with two different teams in 2017, didn't know anything about it. Even though they were banging the shit out of the trash can, I didn't hear it. But this is blatant cheating, and I'm happy they got caught. And hopefully this will stop it in the future.
So Lou Now made his statement, right? So Lou Now gets suspended and then fired. He makes a statement and he basically pinned the whole thing on Beltran and Cora and said, I had no idea what was going on. I think that's the most enraging thing of the whole situation for me, because like, oh, so you're incompetent? That's your excuse? You have no idea what's going on with your organization?
That's my excuse.
That works for me every day.
Yeah. I'm incompetent. If you're the GM of the Astros.
What about Hinch?
Dude, Hinch looks so bad. He had a good reputation throughout baseball as like a nice guy. And now all these quotes show up. His quote was, if you want to say this, put your name to it. And Mike Fire said, okay, pretty easy.
I was there.
Done.
I didn't like you anyway. Yeah. And then he said it's a joke. He told Trevor Bauer like it was a personal, like he must have a personal vendetta with us. He does. You're cheating.
Yeah. The cheating vendetta. Damn.
And I think, you know, I tweeted this out earlier today. I think the funniest thing was you're going through this sophisticated cheating scandal. You're placing your own cameras in. You have this setup. And then the way you deliver the signs is banging a fucking trash can.
That's like, honestly.
And hanging towels.
They probably could have figured out a better way to deliver the signs, right?
Well, I don't know. You were there twice. You didn't hear a thing.
I didn't. You're right, I guess. I don't know. But like to me, like I tweeted this out also. Like if you're in the dugout right there and they're just banging the trash can the whole game, you're probably pretty pissed. That's why Mike Fiers was probably like, fuck this, I'm over it.
You think that guy got tired? Like five curveballs in a row and he's just like,
yeah, two bangs, ten bangs, five pitches. Yeah, it's
throw a fastball already.
I don't know what they could have done because I'm not a cheater.
But
something better than banging a trash can.
Well, they pivoted.
They did. And I broke this news.
They pivoted to
an earpiece
in the bullpen.
Yes.
And the bullpen coach would put his hand up and put his hand down. And that bullpen coach went to Boston with Cora after he moved there. So,
Wait, hold on. I got to stop
those
you.
Those were allergies.
I got to stop
were
you.
Those were Jimmy's allergies.
Bullpen catcher?
My information was it was the bullpen catcher with the hands up, hands down.
But one of them went to Boston with Cora.
Probably.
Yeah. And the other one got fired. They both fired.
So,
Jack, don't say anything.
Yeah, no, I've heard a lot about it, and a lot of different things come through, and there is some weird connected dot that... we all heard it leaked out. I'd heard that Cora really was kind of the one that implemented this as bench coach. And I heard that Hinch couldn't wait for Cora to not be his bench coach anymore. Like, he was done after 2017, no matter what. And then we had rumors today that Hinch broke the monitors and was like, oh, you can't do this.
Is that true or?
No, who knows?
Who said that?
That was reported somewhere and then I heard it somewhere. Okay. But I think he did it after they lost the game. It was like, all this and you still can't win.
You guys know what fucking pitches are coming?
So that's Astros cheated and they're the worst.
Talk. That's Astros talk. Jack, while we're on the topic, let's bring it back to you, Big Papa. Who do you love? Who's your favorite MLB pitcher to watch pitch?
Max Scherzer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just because he's insane? Okay. Because
he is insane.
Yeah?
He legitimately looks insane out there.
Do you do you want to bring that out, or are you just like, no, I don't have that?
I met Jack twice. He does not have that. You're way too composed.
I don't think it's – I think everybody's a little bit – and Max is completely different.
No way.
I mean, yes, you throw in the different colored eyes, everything, the intensity –
salivates on the mound.
Yeah.
He is filthy, too. It's not fun to
face. Yeah, the stuff's okay. Yeah,
every time he throws, it looks like his body's going to fall apart. Yeah. Like, that might be the last pitch of his career. It's just like, herky-jerky. Did you see, I did a breakdown on Scherzer. He got the inning wrong, so they had a go-ahead run in the bottom of the eighth inning, and he ran out of the dugout to celebrate like it was a walk-off.
I didn't see
and that. Then he got so embarrassed. Because he's like a crazy guy, and he just does like an ass pat and sulks back.
It just slowly goes back.
Yeah, it was wild.
Damn, that's great.
All right, we got some Astros shirts here. Did you see these? These are our best seller, Jack.
Do you want to wear that?
You like that?
You want to wear that on the around the club?
I would love to wear this.
You want to wear this on your shirt?
Nice.
That is awesome.
It's our best seller. We've sold over like 100 baby bibs of this.
Yeah.
Baby bibs?
People are monsters.
This is game worn.
People are monsters.
I wore this during the podcast today. So we'll just toss this out. I think I promised you.
Whoa.
Nice.
It's great. Great throw. Good catch. Great. What about this one? You like this one? Simple.
Simple. Very simple. Straight to the point.
It's a fact-based sweatshirt.
Straight to the point.
Oh my god, coach.
It parachuted on me.
Oh no!
Oh,
everyone calm down. Jeez.
I can't do that.
That got scary.
Should we Q&A it?
Yeah, let's Q&A it.
You guys ready for Q&A? Yeah. You guys ask some questions?
We got a mic. We can ask some questions. Luke, intern.
Don't bring out that mic.
No, it's not that mic. It's a different
mic. Don't bring out
that
mic.
But we need you to share with Plute.
I hate Noodle.
What?
While we get a question from the stands. Trevor Plouffe steps in the batter's box.
He's out. Trev's got no chance.
You answered my question.
Especially,
thank you.
Especially now.
I mean, now, yeah.
Now.
No chance. 2014, 2015, Trev?
Trev, you're out.
I might hit the hanging slider.
There's no hangers.
I'll ask Braun what he thinks about it.
I know. Only Bronny gets the hangers. It's unbelievable. I can't believe that guy.
I can't either. I love it.
Freaking!
What about Moose?
Do you know what?
Oh, heaters, man! None of them. Never again.
Do you know what player you have the most K's against?
What was that?
You know what player you have the most K's against?
That I've punched out the most times.
Yeah,
most punchy.
Okay, so it's somebody in division.
Yep.
Javi Baez.
No, good. Same team.
I know it.
Hey,
Jay.
It's fine. I was gonna go fuck myself.
That I. Oh, Chris Bryant.
Yep. Hello. Yeah. But after KB. Him, Rizzo comes up, and he dominates.
Right, yeah. He goes 9-for-9 to start the season.
And is that what he did?
I think it was something absurd like that this year. Yeah. Even on one ankle, he took me deep in that freaking game. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't walk.
When you're as hot as you were at the end of the season, do you go into games thinking, I'm going to throw my game, I don't give a fuck who the batter is?
Absolutely.
So you don't, or it's not
I mean, that's
like,
what it turns into. I mean, that's kind of, I mean, you go throw, and you kind of try to get that, you know, intensity.
He has a hashtag about it.
What is it?
Yeah, don't think.
Hashtag don't think.
Don't think. Get out there and throw.
It's Jake's
don't
life.
Worry about it. Yeah. Just
all right.
Keep it simple.
We're going to do the Santa Monica Brew Works Q&A. I think we have a roving mic. Thank you guys for coming out.
Everyone scream!
Okay. Bill, you got it? All right. We're ready for you.
What's up, team?
How you doing? That mic works great.
Yeah, Trevor, right on. So the Dodgers signed Tyler White in the middle of the year.
Do you think that was just to be like, we are 100% sure the Astros are fucking stealing signs and like getting an inside scoop from the dude who only played like five games the whole season? Like, he contributed nothing to Dodgers, but they just had to know for their own like confidence in the whole going forwards with it.
So I did something. I looked up starts. Like, Maldonado had a couple games where he caught against the Astros at Minute Maid. No banging. Because they did sequences the whole game. So, yeah, I think if White, I mean, I don't know if he wants to be a good guy and help out his new team, you would spread that info.
100%. Right? They would come to those guys and say, what's going on? How do we combat it? What are you? What,
oh, the
what
room are they thinking? Is true, Tyler.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good question.
Question answered. Expert. Right,
Tyler. Tyler. Got it.
All right, this is for Jack. Jack, as you can see, I already have a mic. I work for a college radio station at San Diego State. I know this sounds ridiculous. Can I interview you after the podcast?
Wow.
Yeah, why not, man?
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We like no shame.
Actually, real quick.
We've Jake, been on his podcast, Jack.
Jake,
you got
I don't
a
mean,
question for me.
No questions for Jake.
I don't mean to make the show about me, but can you drop the story of the jeans?
Okay. So I know Jeremy who just asked the question. So we go to winter meetings this year, and
that's your guy.
He's kind of my guy.
So Jake ripped his third pair of jeans of that year.
Okay, is it your story or my story?
Yours. Tell him about your ripped jeans.
Winter meetings, I was planning on wearing jeans every day. The night before, I went out to karaoke, ripped my jeans right down the middle, and I had to fly out the next morning. I tweeted out, semi as a joke, semi, I need a pair of jeans. Jay Shapp reaches out and he's like, I'll drive wherever, I'll meet you wherever, I'll give you a pair of jeans, let me talk to you guys. So Jeremy's hustle is unreal. So that was like,
wow.
Yeah, Jeremy brings the smoke. So thank you, and I still have the pair of jeans. Nice start, good fade.
MLB released a statement. What'd it say? All right, hold on.
Hold on one second.
We got a statement coming.
Breaking.
This is breaking.
Breaking.
All right, here's a statement. All clubs have been asked by Major League Baseball not to comment on today's... Oh, shit, Jack. Oh, no.
Yikes.
Not to comment on today's punishment...
I'm going to get a phone call.
...of the Houston Astros.
It's all good. Joe
Torre's calling you.
As it's inappropriate to comment on discipline imposed on another club. That's not
I
like
didn't
a,
say anything.
That's Bulls, not a social shit. Norm.
I said nothing.
The Dodgers have also been asked not to comment on any wrongdoing during the 2017 World Series and will have no further comment at this. Why release this? What good does this possibly do? Just ignore the comments internally. This makes no sense. I just saw the text, so I don't know if this is like, he could have doctored this and just handed it.
You never know.
Why would you release that? It only makes things seem 10 times worse.
Yeah.
What a weird thing
to
write.
That was from MLB right there?
Yeah, please don't talk about the biggest story in baseball right now. Leave us alone.
I don't know, man.
What's that? Talking baseball. That's a weird statement. I don't get it.
You're sick.
All right, we got a question?
Thank you for being patient.
I'm ready. What do you guys think about Aaron Judge taking down the post, congratulating Altuve for the MVP?
Yo, so...
We can't comment on that. MLB just said we can't comment.
Yeah, Jack's going to have to sit this one out. No,
they said you can comment on it all you want.
All I fucking want.
You're fine.
What do you mean?
Yo, so Judge...
I don't play anymore.
Judge is a big shit talker, like, that fans don't know about. We get told that all the time. Like, we ask some people that were clubbies, and they're like, oh, yeah, he rags on me every time he sees me. He's also, we've heard that Judge is one of the, like, fiercest competitors, like, kind of, like, crazy. Altuve took money away from him. If he wins MVP, he gets more money in arbitration straight up. It is a little weird. Was he, like, sitting on the delete button just, like, every day waiting?
Why did he congratulate him in the first place?
Because Judge is a
be a good guy.
Because his publicist did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
That's so. That's
because you went.
Am I your official publicist, Jack?
I don't know. No.
We'll talk.
No.
Okay. Floof, that was a maybe.
No.
We'll call that a maybe.
No.
Floof spoke on his behalf before.
Yeah.
So he's got a lot going
Trev
on.
Trev handles my business.
I think Judge probably shouldn't have. Who cares? But now we're talking about it. But I do just think the visual of Judge, like, oh, it's true. Delete. It's 2 years old. It's 2 years old. He had to thought of that like a month ago. But yeah, Altuve and the cheating system took money away from Judge, so I'm there for it. All right.
I have a comment that's not about the cheating.
All right.
Jack, how much do you study video, and personally, what is your favorite pitch to throw?
My favorite pitch to throw, anything that punches a guy out or gets him to move his feet where he kind of like, you know, they get a little upset and have
that
to
was
cry
me
a little
in high
bit
school.
About it. Yeah. You know, if it's close to them and they get upset and they don't like it, those are always fun.
You don't like the inducing the double play ball, get out of a jam?
I mean, those are great. Those are the ones that save ERAs and save
pitch
counts.
That's Andy Pettit's career.
Yeah. But, no, I mean, you know, everything comes after that. But I don't watch a whole lot of video on other hitters. I look at a lot of numbers and whatnot and the little stats that we get. Yeah, I don't watch too much video of other guys unless I'm really looking for something, and if I really need to find something.
The good pitchers, that's exactly what they're gonna tell you. Like, I'm gonna throw my pitch, and if they hit it, they hit it. But they're probably not going to. Like, if he executes, guys are gonna be out. Like you said before. So whenever I've asked that this other guys too, like, what do you look for in other hitters? Like, I don't look at other hitters. I just know if I go about my business, they're an out. So I love that you said that.
Must be good to be really good, huh? Like, all I have to do is pitch and everyone else will be worse than me? That's your game plan.
You just have to compete.
Damn. You know?
Go be a competitor.
All right, again, I think I'm going to go off the cheating scandal here. I think this question is mostly for Jack here. There's a lot of rumors in baseball right now about Nolan Arenado, and your organization seems to be the one getting a lot of the rumors. What do you feel, and what do you think it'll take to get a guy like that on your franchise?
I mean, it's going to take a lot.
Did he say Jack or Jake?
I think he said Jake. Do you want to answer for him?
I didn't know if he meant.
I get called Jake a lot, and I'm gonna be honest.
A lot.
I really hate getting called Jake.
Oh, I get it, dude. I hate getting called Jake. But I'll give you this one.
I mean, who wouldn't be mad about getting Nolan Arenado on their team? You know, depending on what it takes and depending on what happens. I mean, I can't really have a feeling about it until it either happens or does not happen. You know, right now it hasn't happened, so it's a wonderful fantasy world to live in, to think that, but I think anything's possible. I think if you really want to make something happen,
LeBron.
You know, you kind of give it up.
Kevin Garnett. Anything's possible! Sorry.
Oh. Can't mention LeBron's name.
Kobe all the
time. Oh, wow.
All right, we got a next question here. Another Yankee fan.
This is actually just for everybody. What got you guys into baseball? Like, what was the moment that you knew that, okay, this is it, this is what I'm going to get into, whether playing, doing videos, anything that you guys do now? What was that moment that it's like, okay, this is what I'm going to do?
Yeah, for me, and I think for a lot of people, it's just born into it. Like, baseball is a traditional thing, right? My dad played college baseball. He Yankees fan, and then being a Yankee fan as a little kid, like, that was our family event. I didn't know what I was watching, but we all sat on the couch when they were in the playoffs and watched Yankees games. And then I moved around a lot, and that was kind of what my family did as family time. We would watch Yankees games. It's like, all right, we're a Yankees family. Like, even before I really followed the game, that was our sense of family and sense of pride. And so, like, just kind of born into being a Yankees fan. And then my little brother was a good baseball player growing up. We watched a lot of games. Yeah, and the more, I don't know, the more you get sucked in, the more baseball keeps you around. Because once you get into the weeds, you're stuck. But I didn't play. These guys will have a much different answer as a spectator.
I mean, mine actually comes from my mom. She used to take me, being from here, she used to take me to Dodger games all the time. Grew up a huge Dodger fan, so. And yeah, you know, it's nice, you know, when you lose in the NLDS this year and we don't get to come to LA, you know? You guys cost me a trip to come to LA.
Yeah, he was coming home.
It's unbelievable.
And you guys ruined it.
It's unbelievable. But no, she used to take me to Dodger games all the time, and I'd kind of just sit there and watch it, and that she loved the sport, and she got me into it. I played everything else growing up, but that was always the one that was always kind of special.
Are your numbers from the other sports just as ridiculous?
No.
Okay.
I'll be a no.
Okay.
You can throw a football around a little bit.
I've never thrown a bad pass, and you've never dropped
a ball. I've never dropped a pass in my life.
Trev has never dropped a pass. Never. Ever.
Someone had a football in the crowd. They just whip it at you.
I got it.
He'll catch it.
Luke, why do you like baseball?
I was a younger brother, so I had an older brother. My dad obviously loved the game, taught it to my brother, and I just wanted to be just like him. So a lot of my passion for the game comes from that, just trying to keep up with him as a younger sibling. And then, you start to get a little bit of notoriety around the L.A. area. That was cool, you know? It was a lot of work to get that. And then so you kind of think, hey, high school baseball – I want to play high school baseball. Then you get to high school baseball, like, oh, I can go to college for that. And you sign a college scholarship. And then, you know, the pros is like the last thing you think about as a kid, really. I mean, you dream about it, but you don't think it's going to be a reality. And then it comes, man. It was a special ride. You know, baseball is one of those games. Just like you said, when you get in the weeds, you're stuck. Like, yeah. I love it. I still do. And that's why, I'm here now. After I'm done playing, still messing around with baseball, talking baseball to you.
Yeah,
and Jack
out
and stuff like that. I love it. It's a family. I'm teaching my son right now. I have a 4-year-old son. I'm teaching him about the game right now. And
Teddy.
Teddy. Yeah. So it's just one of those things, man. I grew up with it and I love it. And I think that baseball's in a really good spot. A lot of people say differently, but it's in a really good spot. We got a lot of talented guys in the game right now. They're going to propel the game into like a whole different atmosphere.
So when you're playing in the dog days of summer, right, and the Twins aren't making the playoffs, do you hate baseball for a couple days as a position player every day? You're
absolutely.
God damn.
It becomes a job, but you know, I've always had the ability to step outside and just have a little bit of perspective on it. So I always realized how fortunate I was. And there was a lot of times where I was not going to make it, man. Like, I didn't put up great numbers all the time. But I found my way. And I always had that perspective. Like, I'm lucky to be here. I'm not taking it for granted. And I still have that. I still have that feeling about my career. Like, I was just lucky to have what I had.
Jake loves baseball so much that when he was 14 years old, he went to the New Britain Rock Cats open tryout. So it's a bunch of college baseball players, ex-pro players, desperately trying, and then 14-year-old, 200-pound Jake taking reps in the outfield. That's how much he likes baseball.
He
didn't make it. He didn't make the
team. Okay. I was going to say, my story is pretty similar to Trevor. I love baseball. I grew up in the Valley. I was a first-round pick. But, you know, sometimes the ball doesn't bounce your way, man. No, my dumb story I was going to tell, because that's kind of what I do. Although my tryout story is pretty good. Dude, I had pretty big glass windows on my house. I was a sports nut, but like the glass windows on my house were like, yo, if you break those, you're having a bad time.
How's that tie into baseball?
Because I used to love throwing the baseball around there, because I was like, if I mess up, I'm screwed. Mama's going to kill me.
I have not connected this story. I'm not following in the slightest.
Bro, I'm a little bit of a daredevil. I don't know what you guys aren't getting.
So the glass windows, if they broke, you would get in trouble.
It was a little more pressure on me to throw a good pill. No. I had to make sure I wasn't hitting them.
Why are you throwing a baseball at your house?
I wasn't, bro. I was throwing it around the yard.
Does anyone understand what Jake's saying?
So, all right, so I'm growing up in the Valley, and you get a little pressure on you, and then people start following you, and I don't know. Football called me too, but whatever. What's the next question?
All right, so first off, go Dodgers.
You're not from the Valley.
Let's go. Secondly, what's your guys' take on this year's World Series?
You mean the one that just happened?
This upcoming World Series.
I have no idea who's in it. What do you mean? But Yankees will win, sure. Is that the question? Yes. Yeah. It's like when they ask CC Sabathia how many games you plan on winning this year, and he says, all of them.
Who do you think's winning?
The 2020 World Series?
That's not a good question.
I have no idea.
I love you, but what?
Jake, you like this stuff.
So I'm throwing the baseball in my backyard, right? And there's these giant windows. And if the baseball hits them, the window breaks. There's a lot of pressure. Coach Ballgame.
Hey, why do you love baseball? Well, the glass windows. Okay. What the dumbest answer I've ever heard.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
That's fair.
That's okay. Fair. Okay. I like the game. I like the game.
Trev, who you got in the World Series?
Yankees Cardinals Game 7. We'll see what happens.
If I'm throwing, we're not losing.
So okay. It's like
it could be in New York.
If I'm throwing, we're not losing.
Have you pitched in the Bronx yet?
No, I have not.
So.
I'll tell you who's not going to be in the World Series.
The Astros.
The Astros will not be in the World Series.
I don't want to be overly mean to the Astros.
Give us the day to be mean to them.
Eventually, you can be good again and normal. I am rooting for the Astros to be so, like, bad that the numbers are like, whoa, they really did benefit. Like, what's the Z-swing or the O-swing? What's that? You guys know that stat?
Yes.
Swinging at balls in the zone. They're amazing at it. No one knows why. I hope it's, like, complete opposite.
I would love to see Brewers Cardinals series to get to the World Series. And that'd be probably my most what I will be rooting for.
Okay. It's good root. Do you think the as a ball player, Plouf, the Astros are going to be hated every stadium they go to. They're going to be booed for a while. Every media is going to be a little brutal to them. Do you think that is going to wear on them as a team? Yes. They're not going to escape this everywhere they go.
Unfortunately, there's going to be some guys that had nothing to do with this that are going to be playing for them, and they're probably going to hear the same stuff.
Yeah.
And people ask me, we got a lot of tweets, both you and I got these today, like, well, their road stats in 2017 were better than their home stats, but...
Yeah, maybe they shouldn't have cheated then. Well, at home.
When you're cheating like that and your stats are inflated and you go and every stadium you go to, you look at the Jumbotron, your stats are looking sweet. Like, you feel really confident about yourself. And they're not going to have that this year. And, I've said this. There's a lot of really good players on the Astros team. They probably don't even need – they didn't need to cheat. Like, they're really good players. But they did, and they've had those inflated stats. It's going to be really interesting to see, what happens with them.
Yeah.
I'm not like you. I'm actually – I'm rooting for these guys because
you're a prep player and you like rooting for players.
I respect the players and they did something wrong, but I'm still rooting for them. I just think it's going to be a little bit more difficult.
Don't you think it would be funny if the main core's like home stats and their swing to ball ratio just went right back and you'd be like, oh guys, this don't look good.
It'd be hilarious. It'd be yeah. I mean, and I expect them to go down. I really do.
Wow.
I mean, how could you not?
Yeah. I mean, I just think the mental side of it is going to suck. You're the most hated team right now.
Especially the guys that were part of it. Like, Altuve is going to get it a ton. Bregman's going to get it a ton. Correa's going to get it a ton. Springer's going to get it a ton. They're going to get it. And like you said, every single place they go, they're going to get it. And we'll see how they handle it.
All right. Yeah, question?
My question is for our ace, Mr. Flaherty.
Oh,
great.
What was the first conversation you had with your friend Max Fried like after he walked you with the bases loaded in NLDS Game 5?
Did you just sent him one text and you said, pussy?
I did not. I think I love you, Max. I love that kid.
Hey, that third one I thought was a strike. I was with you.
You got squeezed, bro.
Oh, man. I kind of think I asked him what happened. Why'd you walk me, man? Were you scared? And he didn't really have much to say. He kind of just was like, man, I wasn't ready. He came up with some excuse, and kind of sounds like Max, doesn't it?
Good luck.
Was that one of the weirder baseball games you ever played in?
Yes.
Because we're baseball purists, and like. That got weird. It was like people were talking about pulling you because it was like the game's already
the
over.
Game was
I would have pulled you. Would you have been upset?
I would have been upset.
I was screaming at the TV.
It all would have depended on what game I would have pitched coming up in the NLCS. I don't know what kind of rest
game
they
one.
Would have given. No, there's no way they would have brought me back on game one.
Hey, you didn't have to throw a pitch. It's 10-0. It's 10-0.
What, was there talk about that at all?
Only after five. After five, they wanted me to...
You were going five no matter what.
After five, they wanted to take me out, and I said, no, I'm going back
out. At that point, what does it matter? Yeah.
Bullpen, maybe?
I don't know.
Like a game down the line?
I just wanted to go back out. I wasn't really done pitching. I kind of... The score to me was irrelevant.
I know you, and you didn't want to come out of that.
Yeah.
But after... Once you pitch five, just pitch your game.
Yeah, I was like, I was not done. The score to me was irrelevant.
Carpenter took himself out.
I think... Carp had the most amazing game ever. Plays the top half of the first inning.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Was subbed out.
He asked to go out. Do you know that?
I don't know if he... I don't know.
No, it's on camera. It's on camera. He walked up.
He said, there's someone that can play better defense than me. Like, let's have that guy.
And that is the most amazing game. You go up, you hit, have a couple at-bats, and then you're done.
Yeah, you have a beer in the clubhouse. Yeah, you come back out with your shoes on.
You go have a couple
on.
Beers.
Yeah,
and
amazing.
Come out in about the eighth inning, ready to celebrate.
You know, that happened a lot to me, but I didn't ask to get out of the game, and they just took me out.
You're done. You know who I felt bad for? Wong, I think, laid down a sack bunt in the first, and in retrospect, like, totally not needed, man. He could have got two
totally
hits.
Totally didn't matter. Yeah, he could have had two hits in that inning.
All right, who's...
One
more. We got another?
This is a question for Jimmy and Jake. So
all right, you guys, can you just be quiet, please?
You guys can leave.
So you are in L.A.
Yes.
So hometown question. Knowing that the Dodgers said they were going to go big in the offseason this year, given their relative inactivity, what are your thoughts? And then sub-question, any predictions for the 2020 season?
Did they, the Dodgers said that we're going to go big?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's pretty bad. They haven't.
Well, they got Jimmy Nelson.
I think all the rumors are they're banking on a trade, Lindor or someone. And, I mean, that's kind of a bad strategy to go into the offseason because you can just use money to get other guys. Because, you know, Cleveland, I don't know. I'd be mad if I was a Dodgers fan a little bit. You got to add some guys. Clearly, some's not.
For me, I mean, who it was.
Why
who,
say that?
Who are the big names? It was Lindor, Arenado, and I feel like there was one more.
Price? Position player?
Betts, Mookie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When it was two people, I was like...
And Bryant, Chris
all right,
Bryant.
There's going to be rumors every offseason. When it hit three, and you mentioned Bryant, too. I mean, Bryant's a stud. Like, the Dodgers have
not
to do something big.
I didn't know they said... Why would you say that? We're going to do something big?
Because you have to keep the fans happy. And if I'm a Dodgers fan, I'm not happy right now. And I know our friend Jack... is not happy. Well, maybe this Jack's happy, not our other friend Jack. But.
The Dodgers will win the NL West, so you got that going for you. Can we
let our other friends comment or no? No, you guys can't comment.
You were not asked.
Not asked.
Specifically. Yeah.
We got one.
All right, so this one's for Jack also. And this isn't to put anybody in a negative space or anything like that. It's not bad. I promise.
But
where are you going with
this?
It's
to get the mindset of a player. We don't see it as fans, right? We just hear the crap that we see on TV and all the smack talk that people do about teams after they lose or whatever it is, right? Obviously, the Cardinals whip my Dodgers ass plenty of times. losing via sweep. To the Nats,
mm-hmm.
right? The eventual champions, right?
Right?
Same reason why I didn't feel that bad after game five, as long as you know the Nats won, not the Astros. What, if ever, during the series, does it ever feel like, okay, we're not coming back from this, or how does the clubhouse feel, say, maybe at the end of game four, at the end of game three, maybe game two, hey, do we have a chance? Are we going to do this? Obviously, you guys want to pick each other up. But right. Is there ever a point where you guys say, like, yeah, we're not coming back from this?
Well, this is what I'll say is that it was definitely hard. I mean, we win game five, Nationals win, we're going home, we're like, we're feeling pretty good. They're not throwing Scherzer, Strasburg, or Corbin in game one. And Sanchez comes out and no hits us for about 7 and 2/3. And it was like, oh damn, this is real. And then we get Scherzer game two. And even when we go down 2-0, I was pitching game three and we're feeling like, all right, we win today and we're in a good spot. And I went out and gave up a four spot and it was kind of like, well, damn. And but then even so, I mean, you got to have faith at that point, and you got to have faith. And then once it's finally over, it was like, damn, this sucks. And you know, once it was all said and done, you know, you kind of just, it's weird. You say your goodbyes to the guys, and you know, you don't know if you'll see them again until spring training, if you're going to see them again, if you will see them next year. Yeah, you know, it's one of those things, you know, you get a couple guys get pretty emotional, but it's a tough situation, especially, you know, getting swept after, you know, kind of having all that momentum and whatnot, and then just to kind of get swept in that facet. They came out and they were unbelievable in that series. They really could do no wrong and kind of carry that over into the World Series.
You talked about Anibal Sanchez. He kisses the baseball a lot during the game. You ever thought about doing that?
You know, maybe a little bit. If you're really looking for some good luck.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, please, you know, you start talking to it.
You think Anibal Sanchez kisses a baseball more at home or on the field? Answer honestly.
Honestly. Honestly. Yeah, on the field. Yeah. On the field.
Okay.
I hope so. I would hope.
Where's the mic?
One more, two more. John?
What's up, guys? It's kind of an open question.
All right.
These upcoming rules coming up for the MLB.
Stupid.
Trevor and Jack, kind of wanted to ask you guys, what do you guys think specifically on the on a relief pitcher
stupid.
Facing a minimum?
Stupid.
Yeah.
It's a stupid rule.
It's not going to come into play as much as we think.
I agree. I think it's stupid.
Why is it a rule?
Because it doesn't need to be a rule, but it's you know, a guy can come out and get the last out of the inning.
Yes.
So really, the only thing it protects is from using three pitchers in a 1-2-3 inning.
Understandable.
Which, like, you know, it is an entertainment, and that's boring. A lot of commercials.
It can be. I understand that part of it. Like the pitching changes are boring. I mean, you're as a player, as a position player, you get these position or the pitching changes, and you're sitting there and you just hate it.
You know who I'm excited for?
No doubt.
The first guy that gets called out of the bullpen, faces a batter, just looks awful, and then they make him intentionally walk the next batter.
Just, dude,
we can't allow you to pitch. You suck right now. Just we're gonna forehand.
It'll happen.
That dude just gets off the field.
Yeah, it'll happen. I mean, yeah, that's an interesting rule. I don't know. I mean, there are guys that are gonna lose their job because that rule is in place now. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, the left-handed guys, the left-handed specialists that won't be there anymore, and it's kind of a shame because that's just baseball strategy, man.
As a position, you know, player, what do you think about the 26 man? Because, I mean, it helps a player like a utility infielder is going to benefit the most from that. It can't be a pitcher,
which I like. Because if there was no rule against
it'd
it
be
being
a pitcher,
it'd be a pitcher.
They'd
100%.
Do a three-man bench.
Yeah. You know, I just think it kind of stops the train from AAA back to the
less,
big leagues.
But most of the train is pitching.
Pitchers, yeah. I think it's
great where now I don't have to pinch run at the end of games.
Yeah, I'm
because
sure you're,
you
I'm
have
sure
an
you're
extra
real
guy.
But again, it's entertainment, and that was great.
Of course, you know. I'm sure everybody enjoyed watching that happen.
We got a couple more?
Yeah, right here. So I heard a rumor that they are trying out computers calling balls and strikes, and
yes,
you guys have fallen victim to bad calls on both sides. So how do you like that idea?
Stupid.
Yeah.
Freaking stupid.
I don't know, man.
I've been outspoken about this too. Like it is, unless it is a foolproof system.
Well, did you see what happened?
Is the current situation a foolproof system?
No,
man?
It's not. But you're trying to perfect. You're trying to perfect something that is it is going to be imperfect.
For it to work, they have to change the definition of what a strike is.
You have to define that.
And that'll happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we had meetings to talk about this, and I was like, the first thing that we had to do was talk about what is the actual strike. Because if I asked Trev, what's the top of the strike zone?
I know what the rule says. I understand.
The rule says the top of the strike zone is right here.
Doesn't get caught.
Has this ever been a strike? What, even when you're hunched?
It depends who's behind the plate. That's the crazy thing about it. Is Joe West can say that's a strike, no problem.
I mean,
if
they
he's
could,
tired,
but okay.
If Joe West is hungry, he's calling that a strike. Bottom line, dude, look. I have a very strong opinion about this. I do. I want the robot umpires.
So do most hitters.
No. I mean, look.
Yes, they do. They want a defined strike zone.
If anything, a pitcher should want that because you can flip the 12-6 on top. You can flip the 12-6
on
bottom.
Yeah, but I don't get the pitch that's just off the plate that I really want.
I know. There's been many times where I've said, that's a ball, Blue. And he goes, well, go ahead and look at it, Trev, and come back and tell me.
Usually I go look at it.
It's a fucking ball.
Usually it is a ball.
And then they'll be like, no, it wasn't. Our system said that was a strike. I'm like, dude. No, you know, like, there's video evidence of it. So I just want a strike, and a ball. That's it. That's all I want.
Jake.
And I mean, I guess I don't care anymore. But
that's 2-1. Jake, what's your take?
No, man, I think it's crazy. It's awesome that Trevor has these strong opinions. And if you want to follow Trevor on Twitter, it's @TalkinJake. @TalkinJake on Twitter. No, I'm kind of cool with RoboUmp, but it has to be right. Like, think about, we watched the NFL game last night, and we were looking at the yellow line, and that dude was clearly a yard short of the yellow line.
Was not a first down.
And then you saw all the angles, and you're like, what's going on? And I don't want that in baseball. Trevor's also a Seahawks fan, so if you're a Seahawks fan, follow him on Twitter, @TalkinJake.
It wasn't a first down.
And it's just...
But even in the NBA with all their replay system's horrible.
Oh,
they're trying to do all this stuff.
It's a mess. So if the MLB gets to a good system, or maybe there's like, I want an appeal system. Like, there's some pitches that get missed and you're like, come on, like Angel Hernandez, what are you doing? Throw the red flag. That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Right,
that's drama.
Right,
I think it should be a baseball with a tail of a flag, and you just throw it to your catcher, and he catches it and hands it to the ump. That we are challenged. Oh, it's the other catcher. Fuck. No, it could be both. It works both ways. We'll workshop it.
So does that answer your question?
What was the question? 4-4-4, not 4. Strike zone's small enough already, so he doesn't want an even smaller option.
All right.
Hi.
Hi. Well, I'll be honest with you. I just started watching baseball this year, so with the circumstances happening, like a person that doesn't watch baseball, what does this mean for like the league? Does it mean like it makes it kind of seem like the players are just kind of getting like a slap on the wrist because if they're not getting like banned as like how people would think? So what does this mean for like everyone else in the league? Like if things are gonna cheat, then I feel like that kind of makes it okay for them because they know they're not gonna get banned. Maybe like
If you enjoy winning a World Series more than you respect your manager and GM, you should just cheat, basically, right? Like they have rings still, and they have those memories, and they have no consequences.
I don't know, man. This is so tough.
I think you know how I feel. It's tough.
I think it's going to deter a lot of it. I hope it deters a lot of the cheating.
You don't think some people are like, wait, what? We could hook up our own cameras?
I think it'll be much more difficult. I think there's going to be a little bit more of, you know, whether it's a guy. There's already people walking around making sure this isn't happening. This season, that was the case, right? There's a lot of guys in the locker room, in the video room, making sure. But I think that people are going to see this, and they don't want to. You don't want your legacy tarnished. Whatever your legacy is, if it's a average player, or it's a Hall of Famer, it's not. You don't want it tarnished. So I think it's going to deter a lot of people from it. I hope so. I hope so.
I hope it just allows.
We just want a clean game.
I hope that players and people inside speak up quicker. It took 2 years of rumblings within the walls to finally leak. So maybe this will make someone say like, oh, we're allowed to kind of rat or whatever, like if we see something we don't like. So maybe that process speeds it up.
It is interesting that it took that long. But like, again, I hope this just deters everyone from it. The clean game is all anybody wants.
Yeah. All right.
So Trevor and Jack, as infielder and pitcher, what kind of, when you guys do a mound visit, what kind of weird shit happens when you guys talk about
you killing any chickens?
I haven't had any weird experiences during a mound visit because normally I'm kind of like, everybody, just get off the mound and leave me alone.
If there's a guy like Jack, and I know Jack pretty well, if there's a guy like him, I just kind of leave him alone because he's just in his zone already. But there's a lot of guys that need that breather. I think that's mainly what it is. If I'm going to the mound, and as a third baseman, you kind of have that responsibility a little bit. You talk to the pitcher probably more than anybody else. It was more about just like, hey, buddy, like, just take a deep breath here. We're going to be okay, you know, stuff like that. It's more of a reset button for a pitcher because a lot of times these guys, they'll just get in the zone, and sometimes that zone is a bad one for that inning or that pitch or that batter or whatever. So it's a, you know, call timeout. Reset. Let's get some perspective and let's go. And it's never anything that really means anything, to be honest with you. You know, every once in a while you'll say, hey, this guy might be stealing your signs. But most of the time it's just like, hey, you'll be all right. Take a deep breath. Let's go. Next hitter.
All right. I think we're about to wrap up. Coach Ballgame, you want to get on the mic or anything? Come on. You want to sing us out?
Coach Ballgame is here, baby. Yeah, Coach Ballgame.
Give these four guys right here an attaboy on three. 1, 2, 3.
They can do better than that.
I think they can do better than that. Santa Monica, California. Let's give these four fellas an attaboy on three. 1, 2, 3. Attaboy! What do you want me to do? You want me to do anything?
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good. I liked it. I want to thank Santa Monica Brewworks for having us. Thank you guys for all coming out. This is awesome. First time we've ever done anything like this, and it's pretty fun. Thank Jack for coming up and talking with us for a little bit. And Clue for putting it all together. Jake, you got any final words?
Give me the mic. Give me the mic. I love you guys, Chicago. Thank you for coming out. This is awesome. Thank you.
Woo!